game changer. It's a game changing event when you get a prophetic word and receive it and begin to function in that prophetic word. And it's very important to begin to function in the prophetic word, or it never gets into the ground where it's supposed to go, and it won't break ground, and then, you know, and so it's important that you do the prophetic word. That's why I think in 2018 it is very important to you to ask God, whether it be through revelation or whether it be someone comes directly to you or you go to them and they give you a prophetic word. Because a prophetic word is just confirmation of what God has already spoke into your heart. Okay? You say, well, I wonder how that person knew about all of these things in my life. Well, God visited them. And then now the visitations come to you. And then it confirms what God has already spoke to you. And if it doesn't do that, put it on the shelf. Don't call it a false prophecy. Just put it on the shelf. Because in time, God will probably bring that to pass, all right? And some people get spooked about prophetic words because it's like witchcraft or something or the occult. Wrong. Prophetic word is just confirming what God has already spoken into your life. And it will line up with the word of God. You know, if your prophetic word is not lining up with the word of God, you got problems, okay? And that's the one you can dismiss. All right? I don't know if you've seen these signs. We had a youth group meeting, and I put it up. I should have read it. This is a place where things start. This is a place where things begin. This is a place like a spiritual womb. It is a place of conception, gestation, and it is a place of birthing. God is impregnating this house, this region, with revelation and with miracles. You will not only conceive it, but watch it grow and see it expand to a place where you cannot control it anymore, but suddenly you have to birth it. It's time to step out and step in. I saw a welcome mat at the front of the church. Welcome in big letters to your new day. Okay, that is a prophetic word that has been given to this church in times past. Stan, could you just look at what date is on that? 2006. Okay, you probably noticed the sign out here, welcome to your new day. So 2006 to 2018 is 14 years. That one, if we would have went out, I don't even think the sign was there then, but if we would have went out and put up this welcome to your new day, it probably would have progressed us to our new day a little bit faster. I don't know. But sometimes prophecy is so very, very important. And now I see it when people drive in. We didn't put it on the inside. We put it on the outside so they could enjoy the prophetic word. Every day they come in, there's 50 parents come in or 40 families. So maybe 80 parents are coming in. And they look at that sign when they drive out every day. Welcome to your new day. They might not, well, what does that mean? But it might feel pretty good when your old day isn't feeling very good. And just realizing that there can be a new day. There's a new day for you. You can have a new day. And so prophetic words, and we posted quite a few prophetic words to this house. I think it's important to know that God has spoke over a house. I think it's important to hear that the pastor has, or the leadership, has had prophetic words spoken over so they know where they're going. And when they get there, they know what they're going to do. And this is really what we're trying to accomplish in a church sense. We're trying to find our identification, which is important. I think that's a very important identification. You could think on that. You could work on that for quite a while. But it took 15 years or 14 years to get that up and visible. And so God doesn't want you to wait for 14 years. He'd like you to start moving into it now. It's the now season. It's the now time. This is your time now. Wow, I feel a real heavy anointing on now. I like that. What if I just got up and for the next 15 minutes I went, now, 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 now. And people laughed and they said, well, what was the sermon all about? It was about now. Hallelujah. But you know, if you just got the now, that would be important. Sometimes we, you know, my problem is that it's not preparation. It's just that I'm somewhat sporadic in my delivery. That's why people say I'm taking rabbit trails. They're really not rabbit trails. It's just everything that I'm thinking about at that time. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. Living with a visionary is not easy. And you've lived with me for a long time. But it's all these dreams, it's all these visions, it's all these plans. And you know what? You're more of a part of this ministry than you realize. Amen? Because we've been together and we've lived together and we've familyed together. Family is very important. And so with that, I'm not going to make any more excuses for me. But just a short area that I'm, now you say, well, I need to get back to the Word. This one is really good. I have this dream about a train, okay? And we got train tracks right next to our house. And so at least 10 or 15 times a day, you get the train coming by, and you know you have the third street. And so when they come this way, they blow right into the building. And when they're leaving, when they're coming from the north going south, they're not quite as crazy. But if you're outside, now you're talking about hurting people's eardrums, that is loud. And so it could have been why one of these whistles were going through that I had this dream. It could have been promoted by it, so I could have said, well, it was just a train coming by, so that's why I had a dream. But I've been there a long time. I don't even notice it anymore. But I had this dream about a train, and on the train was three engines. And so you had the first engine, you had the second engine, and then you had the third engine. And then they had all these cars behind this train, and I said, wow, that's cool. And so with that thought, each engine really has the same power. You know, you got the front engine, but you got the second engine, and if the third engine is needing to pull, they have the power. And so my thought in biblical areas, especially since we had this prophetic conference and trying to line up my word, my heart, what's happening and where are we going? And so in the in 1 Corinthians, and I'm not going to belabor real hard on this thing, but in 1 Corinthians 12, it's on the gifts, and it says that God has appointed these in the church. And this is right at the end of the chapter. It wasn't like, you know, this is so important. But he said, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, various variations of tongues. And then the question was, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? And then that was a question. And then, do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet, I show you a more excellent way. And then it goes into 13, and then that's chapter, love chapter. And so I've been thinking of this because the prophetic, you have to have a prophetic word to get you on track. Okay, so here are these three engines, And I've seen the three engines, they have the same power, and the apostle is God. God the apostle. He had the message. Apostle means, in a simple form, is a message that has been placed on your heart and you've been sent by the messenger. Okay? So literally, there might be apostles on the earth, but they're not apostles like God's apostle. The main word, or the main word that came was, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And it was power that sent that word. It was power to accomplish the redemptive work from Genesis all the way to Revelations, split it in the middle, called New Testament, and then we're going to have a governmental New Testament church. The Old Testament was cool, except it required you to do so many different things that all you could get done in the day was do all that sacrificing stuff. I mean, it was nuts. I read the Old Testament and it frustrates me just reading it, because I would have liked it, you know, we're into instant grits, you know, hit the microwave, get hot coffee in 1 minute, you know. And so, you know, get to the New Testament, find out everything in the New Testament. But the Old Testament was given to us as a type and a shadow to say, there isn't enough blood, there isn't enough redemption power that you can work out your salvation in the Old Testament. We were all shot. We would all perish. We were done. We were toast. But the New Covenant came, and it spoke of better promises. It spoke of things that we could accomplish because of the one that was sent by the sender, God. And the one that was sent was the second engine, which is the prophetic engine, that when we get a prophetic word, we need to stick to that prophetic word and do everything we possibly can do to make it come to completion. Because after it's complete, then you're just doing it all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like training a child. Okay, you get the area of, you know, the potty training done, and you're going, great, great, great. But there's one other thing that you need to get done, right? It's called the poop training. I call it poop camp. And so when I have trained my grandchildren, I call it poop camp, and we actually march to the toilet about every 45 minutes, and you had a good home, but you left your right, 1, 2, 3, 4, you're with grandpa now, and we're going to have poop camp, because I like to not change poopy diapers, especially when they get right around 2, them things stink. And so we had to complete something. And so in completing your prophetic word, then you can go on. You don't go back to, you know, potty training or poop camp, but you go on into something that is better, you know, and they're growing up. And you're really demanding things in training. You're not really demanding things, but you're training them so that in life that they're going to get through when they're 18, 19 years old, they got the stuff or should have the stuff to get along, especially if you're a Bible-believing person, because you've taken scripture, prophetic scripture, and you place that on people's lives, and that's changed their lives. I call it the timeline, okay? In my life, I have a timeline. And all the way through my life, I can tell you the prophetic word. I can tell you the first prophetic word I ever had. It was from Jack Hines in Richwood. There was 13 people there. We were in a little building that was smaller than the dance room there. And Jack and Thelma was on the piano. This guy come out with this pink suit on and red shoes that matched the suit. And he come out and he was dancing and hit a tambourine, and his wife was on the piano. And I said, whoa, Kookieville. This is Kookieville. What's going on here? That was a timeline that started a prophetic word that started my timeline throughout my Christian experience, and it's still going. Amen? Wow. So a timeline, the first one was you're like you're standing on a slippery rock, and you're slipping and sliding, and you're falling down on this rock, and it described me to a T. So, and he said, but within 1 year's time, you will be solid on that rock. Okay, my prophetic timeline was, okay, so I was still chewing, snoozing, drinking every once in a while and doing some of the things that, you know, us, especially back in those days, did not do, and the don'ts and do's. And so almost to the date of that prophetic in 1 year, there was someone else called a prophet. He was they called him an evangelist, but this guy was more of a prophet because he'd come in, and if you had cigarettes or Copenhagen or anything on you, it was like, I suppose he could smell your breath if you were a smoker, you know, maybe it wasn't so prophetic. But the fact is he preached the gospel. He preached to the place that the conviction was so heavy. We had 800 people there, and it was in Detroit Lakes, the first meeting there, Brian Rudd. And he literally scared the hell out of me. And that's probably, you know, do you say that in church? Well, yes, you can, because it's pretty biblical. But he literally, the things that were on me from the other place were falling off all over the place. And of course, this Copenhagen deal was pretty, I headed my pocket, okay? And he was after cigarettes big time and bad. I mean, that guy, he did get him up there, and he'd pray for him. But some of them would say, no, I don't smoke. So the one guy said, give me your cigarettes. Rudd said, give me your cigarettes. He said, no, I don't smoke. And so Rudd turned around, and he walked back, and he turned around and screamed, they're in your sock! So he had cigarettes right here in his sock. So that was kind of the meeting that you were going. So this Copenhagen can in my pocket, was my heart was beating. I almost heard the can beating, but he didn't get me. But he did get me because I never chewed another. Well, I have once or twice just to make a point that it's a filthy habit. But and if you do it many years later, you get about as sick as you do it, you know, you're not used, your body's not quite used to it. But you see, I got delivered from a word of the Lord, and then another word came, timeline, and another word came, and then I heard from God himself. Not like it was an impression. I got up at 4 o'clock, which I never get up at 4 o'clock except to go to the bathroom. But I got up and I was walking down the road. We lived way out in the sticks. And it was like God said, go to Thief River Falls and be faithful. I'm going, okay. I had a business in Detroit Lakes. I had all these things. I had a wife that we were just getting somewhere with our house because we lived pretty primitive in the house building it. And now I'm going home to tell her that we're going to go to Thief River Falls and be faithful. I said, okay, well, God, you're going to have to be with me. I will be. So when that happened, we did. And I went and talked to my wife, and she said, the conditions will be if this house, if your business sells, which I'd been working a business for about 5 years, if that sells and the house sells, then we know it's God. I said, okay, that's a fleece. In 1 week, my business sold, which I don't know. I mean, was it such a great business? Had I been a guy that had been there for 40 years, like everyone would buy this business? But I sold the business to a guy that worked for me. He bought everything except my truck. And so the business sold. And then, well, within a month, the house sold. So we were on our way to Thief River Falls. And so another prophetic word come to pass. But it was also prophetic connected to the apostolic. You remember God so loved the world? What were we preaching? God so loved the world that he sent Jesus, the engine. And we were working with the Holy Spirit, which is the third engine, to get to this place. You see what I'm saying? So you got all this power. So what's all those cars about behind the train? The crazy thing is, on Saturday morning when I come out here, and I don't see this very often, but when there was a train coming, and so I was going, oh, it's going to be a long line, but the train was coming, and it was three engines. I've never seen three engines. You know, and so you say, well, could that be a sign? I don't know, but there was three engines hooked up, and they were going down the track with no cars on. So that was something that I thought was pretty cool. But then I said, Lord, what are all these cars all about? And he said, they're carrying the supplies. Okay? So they're carrying supplies. It's interesting. I'm just going to read three verses. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts. Okay? This is what 12 is all about. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Thank you, Lord. You know that you are Gentiles carried away to dumb idols. However you were led. So dumb idols, I used to worship dumb idols apparently because I wasn't saved. That's secondly, and therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so in those verses are the three engines. If you just read three engines, it's talking about spiritual gifts, three engines, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then it goes into all the gifts. So what's in the cars behind the engines are the gifts of God. The spiritual gifts of God, there we go into that. And then the second half of that chapter starts talking about unity and diversity in the body of Christ. In the same statement, unity and diversity. Many-membered body, how Joseph functions to how I function in a many-membered body. His part is so important to this body, like my part is important to the body, right? And Sally's part is important to the overall part of the body. So every person in the body needs to function to the gifting and call that they've been called to. Now, we've had administrations. What the church really lacks is administrative things, and businesses have to have administrative things or it doesn't work. DigiKey without administration would be a train wreck. You know, so we have to understand that God's trying to plug us into a prophetic thing that goes on a timeline, and so we can stay on track. And once you get on that track, it's going to, you know, even the prophetic word after 12 years was still, or 14 years, it was still a word that needed to be placed there.
Yeah.
Amen? So God's not, you know, oh, well, yeah, I had that prophetic word. Hey, God will bring you, and he'll go back, and he'll remind you, saying, you remember when it was prophesied? So we need to treasure what God has given us through the prophetic. And first of all, it needs to be a prophetic word to you for the time zone that you're in, okay? It's so important, or you won't get on track. And once you're on track, you're going to have to hook into. You know, I was going to the Lutheran church at that time when I did my first experience with prophecy. I was going to the Lutheran church. Well, we had a train wreck there because what I was learning did not line up with what they were teaching. And that's a whole other story, but I was on track to what I was supposed to. Of course, Brian Rudd was definitely not what they were teaching. That guy was crazy. But it changed my life, and then it was the next prophetic area. It was the next thing that was happening. It's the next thing. We all have to realize that we're on a move that's going to be a fresh move of God for today and forever in your life. Every season of time requires a change by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to enjoy it. And why people just go, you know, we're just kind of on this merry-go-round that's going around in circles. Hey, we're on a track that's going somewhere. We have a train that's going somewhere. Where did Stan get the idea and Fran get the idea about this deer? God placed that in their heart. And now they're winning state areas. I'm expecting national areas to be seen here in the next season of time. Why not? I don't know how we got hooked up with Bill Johnson and Mike Bickle and all these guys from all these streams. And this is the real deal, because we're on a prophetic train that is going somewhere. And every car that's carrying, one car is carrying healing, one car is carrying administrative things, one car is bringing redemption to the lost, one car is carrying all of the gifts and the callings that God has. And you have all these cards, and they're going somewhere. They jump out of the car. Can I pray for you? I've got the spiritual, super spiritual gift of miracles and healing. Okay, please pray. Please pray.
Come on.
Please pray. You say, well, you know what? We kind of gave up because somebody prayed. Well, what if they have the gift of spiritual healing? You know, it's a different deal. You say, hey, I'm going to pray because the Bible says pray for the sick. But if you have a gift and God placed that thing on your heart, business people, when God speaks a prophetic word to you, listen to what he's saying. And then go into it, change your life, change your business, change it. With giving my business away, I gave the whole thing away. And if you could understand how I used to sit by the telephone and wait for a telephone call so I could have a job, it was unbelievable. I was tormented every day if I didn't have a job. And starting a company, a lot of times you don't have work every day. You know what I'm saying? But God did miracle after miracle after miracle when I gave him the business. And I stopped worrying about the business. I got away from the telephone call, every telephone call, and I went out and enjoyed myself. And then God started doing supernatural miracles. And I know I have some people right in here that could get up here and give supernatural miracles of finances that are going on right now in your business or in your family. Right? Let's get after this thing. Let's grab it. Let's grab the prophetic word. Let's say, God, give me a prophetic word for this time and season in my life. Lord, release the prophetic in the church so that they will prophesy a prophetic word over my life that I can grab for the season and for the time, because it's a confirmation of what's actually going on in your life. That's why I look for prophetic words, because just think, if you would have got up and said, I see a train coming down the track, I would have went, whoa, I see it too. And it's the first time, it's always been in my mind why the apostolic, the prophetic, and the teacher ministry lined up like that there, because if you go over to Ephesians, it talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers who were given to the body to perfect them so they could do the work of the ministry. See, that's what we're all about right now. If you're not doing what the prophetic or apostolic, prophetic, and teacher ministry, which is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is the three engines, if you're not doing what that deal is, you're not on the track. And we have three tracks going by our place, and a lot of the cars are sitting without engines on them. And so without an engine on it, you have no power.
Come on.
Without an engine, you have nothing going. Without the Holy Ghost, you have nothing going. Without Jesus, you don't have anything going. Without God, I've spent 26 years doing that deal. But now we got God, the apostle, Jesus, the prophet. 325 prophecies were filled when Jesus died and rose from the dead. In those 300 in the Bible, 325 prophecies were filled. He's the prophecy man. Spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ. And then the teacher, the Holy Spirit, one of the engines said that I will lead you into all truth. I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll comfort you. Sometimes people will get up and go, I'm so lonely. Well, get the Holy Ghost on you, buddy. Let's pray for the Holy Ghost. Let's actually get the Holy Ghost. Not a bunch of feelings, not a bunch of emotions, not a bunch of complaints. The weather's so bad, the weather's so good. Not those things, but get the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit's going to lead you into all truth. Best thing that ever happened to me was I got the Holy Ghost. Redemption. God, thank you, God. Well, let's stand up. Thank you, Lord. Does this make some sense? Alicia, does it make any sense? Okay. That's why I just said, your excellence in the anointing is great, except God's fine-tuning it to bring the prophetic to that. When these people started, you see, you did bring it by clapping. What was that all about? Let's try that again. Oh, that's pretty cool. That would have been great. Stan, you got a word? There is a mic right there, yeah. I think maybe you have to turn it on.
It's been a while.
Okay. Oh, you got it on. It's on. It's not on yet. He's looking for this.
By the Holy Spirit, y'all, the Holy Spirit is at work. Yesterday we were in the mall. In Bemidji. And a couple of young girls come walking up to us. And they said, in their morning prayers, they seen a guy carrying a camo jacket. And they were to go to the mall and pray for him.
And you must have been the jacket?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty heavy.
And they proceeded to pray that the business that you're starting, God is watching over.
That's cool. But you know what? That wasn't so hard, was it? I just stood here, man. Oh, the service was so tough this morning that people were so hard-hearted. No, God is so good.
Amen.
His Spirit and His people, if we do what He tells us to do, is we just become so nice and pliable and soft-hearted and loving each other, because it's diversity through unity, or unity through diversity. And we will not, the body of Christ is a very, very diverse body. And how did they know about Stan and Fran starting this new business? And how did they know that this guy was going to be in the mall with a camo jacket on? How did they know that these things were a real encouragement and a building up to Stan and Fran? Wow, I feel that's the Holy Ghost there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Stan, for sharing that. This is what the spiritual stuff is all about. So cool, isn't it? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God. We thank you for spiritual gifts, Lord. If we didn't have them, where would we be? And the timeline, Lord, we're all on a timeline. And all the prophetic words that have been spoken that has confirmed with our heart, Lord, we ask, Lord, that we can grab them. But even in 2018, Lord, you're going to rehearse once again in our hearts and in our lives about a prophetic move of God that's going on, that we will have a new prophetic word for this season and this time. And it's going to be mind-blowing in its effect. It's going to be life-changing. Thank you, Lord, for the train of your glory. Thank you, Lord, there's a glory train going to heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, we have a destination, and the destination, whether we go through the grave or whether we go through the air, is heaven. 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 Makes me smile. Heaven. My teeth are almost showing, which don't show very often. Heaven. Thank you, Lord, for that. And God, we serve now, God. So as you leave this place, we ask that the goodness and the greatness of God be with you. May his brilliance and his brilliant thoughts about you and about what you're doing just flood your soul. We release you now for this next period of time called the week. Hallelujah. And I believe that anyone that is wanting a prophetic word today, and we're going to dismiss, but if you're wanting a prophetic word, if you would come over here, we'll have those that are wanting a prophetic word, we will pray and we will begin to speak prophetically to you. We believe that God can do that. Amen. Remember, a prophetic word is confirming what already is on the inside of you. It's not a fortune-telling deal. It's just something that's on the inside, the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Have a great week in Jesus. And anyone, if you just come to the my left, your right, and Tom, would you have, and Mary and Jim, and